This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you thought things were controversial with abortion, with the election, one controversy that's starting to brew in American neighborhoods is the vegan versus the meat eater. And apparently this is a thing where if you have a neighbor who is trying to be vegan and stick to it, and Godspeed, I know that's kind of hard, they might speak out about your grilling habits. And if your property is your property, what do? So this has kind of been an issue, but it was made to light a lot globally when I think this happened in Australia, where maybe New Zealand, but there was a vegan family that sent a letter. It was a nice letter, but it still brought up, you know, a lot of discussion where I'll read you the letter. She basically, in an envelope, said, please take this seriously. And then before you open up the folded paper, it said, important message. So it's kind of like, okay. So when they open it up, it says, hello, neighbor. Could you please shut your side window when cooking, please? My family are vegan. We eat only plant-based foods. And the smell of the meat you cook makes us feel sick and upset. We would appreciate your understanding. Thanks. And then the name is on there. So it did garner a lot of reactions. And I mean, was nice. They asked, could you please, they didn't tell them to stop cooking altogether, just if you could, you know, shut your side window. But it did kind of bring up, wait a second here. This is my house. This is my property. I'm spending a boatload on rent or mortgage. And I need to aerate and ventilate the house. And even though some people might look at that saying, okay, you know what, she's just asking you to not open up the side window. I don't know if you've ever cooked and the smoke alarm has gone off. Sometimes the window closest to the cooking is the one you have to do it in. And the reason why a lot of kitchens have windows is because of that. Otherwise, the smoke alarm goes off. And so it might seem nice and easy to do, but it can... Unfortunately, it could be a little bit of a pain in the butt. Well, now we have landlords that are saying, don't cook meat in our apartment. There's a vegan New York City landlord. Apparently, he has a beautiful apartment to rent, but will only rent to prospective tenants who will not cook any meat or fish in the kitchen. This is located in Brooklyn's Fort Greene neighborhood, reported by the New York Times. And these are one-bedroom apartments that I think list for $4,500 to $5,700 a month. The outside of the building looks exquisite. Looks like they have city views. But you won't be able to cook meat. Now, the landlord is Michal Aryeh Lehrer. And had described the listing as a wonderful vegan landlord. And apparently she does not want the stench of non-plant-based juices, according to the broker. Andrea Kelly, the broker, says it's not vegetarian only, but the owner lives in the building and doesn't want the smell of cooking meat drifting upstairs. So they're located on 90 South Oxford Street apartments, about $5,000 on average a month. You can, however, still order in meat and fish-based dishes. So you can still order takeout. You just can't cook what you want in your $5,000 a month apartment. Now, is that reasonable? So here's the thing. I am a fan of people choosing to choose a diet that they think is for their health. And I think what you do personally is great. And I understand that it could be very, very difficult. When I want to diet and I want to avoid sugary foods, it's difficult. Do I call the television companies and ask them to stop their commercials? No. Do I ask the neighbors to warn me if they order a pizza or if they're bringing in sugar or having a party because it'll tempt me? No, I don't. This is my personal choice. I'm going to have to figure out how to do it, and I'm going to have to figure out how to do it no matter what the situation is. And so I get being, and I commend vegans for what they do, but to involve other people makes it hard, and I get it. You're trying to be vegan, and you're smelling food, but somebody could also, somebody with high cholesterol, smelling the smoker. See, a big thing now is the smoker. And everybody now is getting smokers, and it's a great way to make your food. You're not necessarily charcoaling with the barbecue, which could cause acrolein exposure. You're not frying the food. So a lot of people, smokers, that have to be outside. Well, if somebody has high cholesterol or heart disease, do you have to stop cooking? So, you know, if you have a medical condition, if you have, I get it, accommodations are nice at work. You know, if neighbors can oblige, that's nice. But, you know, don't expect that the world is going to revolve around you, because you're going to have to take a subway ride and you're going to go into an area and you're going to smell meat vendors. What do you do about them? So to put your neighbors through unnecessary strain, it's a little unreasonable. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last hour we had talked about some of the best places to live. I had said I think America is one of the still most amazing countries. Now, I've been to multiple countries, but I would never change America for the world. One of you had written last hour saying that you might consider going somewhere else, such as Europe, because of all the wokeness and the issues that our schools are facing. And I'm not going to read the whole email, but basically one concern that this listener had was schools and pronouns and helping children facilitate gender transitioning without parental guidance, and he had brought up a bunch of issues. Well, leaving America wouldn't be the answer for that if that's something you want to avoid. It's apparently there's multiple countries have taken on this campaign to allow students to explore other genders. And so, and you know, we spoke about, you know, the Erikson stages of psychological development. And children have always been trying to kind of find their own identity, sometimes buck the norms, test the limits, and then maybe come up with their own identity, autonomy, etc., depending on the stage they're in. And so now that schools are being more open to that, we are seeing a lot of kids jump on that. Apparently in England, there's a school in England, and some parents have complained because the child has to choose from 42 different gender pronouns. One parent told the son, now this is in England, when you see something like this, the parent says it just makes you not want to take them seriously as an education establishment, saying children don't just need this kind of thing. The parent said, I spoke to other parents whose children are supposed to be starting at New Mills later this year, and they were equally as baffled. It left my son very confused and upset. So apparently the form was standard and in use by thousands of schools, according to New Mills School. And again, this is in England, so this is in Europe. And the form includes the term Z-Zim-Zir, Zis, Z-Self, as well as V-Ver, Vis, Vers, and Verself. And so apparently there was also in that school a drag in rainbows non-uniform day. It drew so much controversy that the school had to cancel it. I believe in Scotland, there's also some changes in some of the schools. And they are looking at the bathroom situation, etc. So it isn't just unique to America. This is something that has now, and it's interesting because before technology, what was American was American, what was Italian was Italian, what was British, what was British. And then maybe some fashion trends would take a while to come across the pond. And now with technology and social media, things are instantaneous. So what's happening here wouldn't be that surprising to be, you know, happening in other places. But the concept of what kids are ready for, what kids need, a lot of us doctors and psychologists are trying to still work this out. Things are moving a little bit too fast for there to be a consensus, and the consensus is moving towards let the kids decide, let the kids choose. But there's been some discussion and debate on what the school's role should be. And I've spoken about that. We have such issues with children and their math, their reading, we're going to be talking about a report later on how some of the underserved communities, they're really, really struggling in math proficiency, etc. That if schools are not putting the proficiency as a top priority, what happens? And it almost seems like that the priority is establishing the gender first and then working with the gender and working with the psychosocial aspect. Now, I think it's very, very nice for schools to provide support to kids. And I get that some kids grow up in households like I did, where you couldn't even bring up sex, you couldn't ask questions, you couldn't tell them anything, and you were scared of your parents. So I get that. I get how some kids do not have a nurturing environment at home. But now it's like the schools assume that's for everybody. They're almost assuming that every child has that. And for a child who is supposed to be concentrating on math, English, all that, to now spend part of their educational day reconsidering what they might have grown up as, it does pull time, resources, and focus away from learning. And so there's a debate if this should even be in the schools. If we're going to now approach every child and ask them to choose if they want to be a boy or girl, it's going to complicate things, because if they're around others and they don't want to be accused of being right or left, or they might be like, you know what, count me in. Will peer pressure play a role? Now, true transgenderism is getting, unfortunately, hurt by this? Because the true transgenders need a lot of support. If they are going to transition, they need resources. And they don't want it very public. They are, you know, if they want to be who they are without a lot of, you know, extra attention. And so if we're now going to pull resources away from them and bring every child in, and it sounds like some of the schools are doing that because the parents won't. They're asking the students to. Now the student who's supposed to be paying attention with math and science and get their proficiencies up are now putting their focus on their gender. And they have big decisions they have to make. Like, do I want to stop my period? Do I want to not have breasts? What do I want to do with my penis? And I don't know if that's distracting these kids and overwhelming them. And one question somebody needs to ask is, if a child is not a true transgender individual, putting the pressure on them to choose, is that causing mental stress? I told you when I was younger, when I learned when I was really little, when I was, I think, 3, that I was going to have a period. I was like, oh, hell no. That scared the hell out of me. And so, you know, you might have children saying, okay, oh, boy, I don't want to bleed every month. Oh, do something now. And then they're focusing their childhood when they need to be learning and getting educated. They're focusing all their attention and stress and emotions on their physical body. And like I said, for a true transgender, that's what we have medical professionals for. We have a system in place for them. We don't have a system for everybody. And we don't have a system for people who might go back and forth. I don't think we've had that established. If somebody changes their mind, and we are hearing more and more from kids who are changing their mind, saying, look, I didn't want my breasts taken off. One mom said, I think her child was taken away from her from Child Protective Services. While they were in the custody of I think the foster home, the child transitioned and then later committed suicide. And I don't know if the suicide was as a result of transitioning, but what if the transitioning isn't helping their mental health? The argument everybody's making is you're going to have a dead child if they don't transition. What if that's not what's causing their depression? You have a girl who was assaulted. She might hate her vagina so much because she was assaulted that she might say, I want to get rid of it. But that might not be what she's really upset about. That doesn't mean she never really wanted to be a boy. She just put together that she was assaulted as a kid and her having female body parts. The average person who's assaulted is not transgender. They may be upset that that happened to them, very depressed. It's very debilitating to be a victim of assault, I know. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're projecting that correctly by wanting to remove female body parts. So we have to identify why a child might be transgender and before anything permanent happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The damaged portion of Philadelphia's I-95 is reopened, and Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro says the completion was a result of around-the-clock dedication.
The key was all hands on deck, and where ingenuity here in Philly meets Philly toughness and grit.
Investigators are continuing to search for clues as to what caused a catastrophic implosion that killed all five passengers aboard the Titan submersive. NBC's Tom Costello has more.
The Navy detected what sounded like an implosion or an explosion at about the time that the sub lost communication with the mothership.
The implosion reportedly happened about 1 hour and 45 minutes into its dive. President Biden is continuing to meet with the Prime Minister of India at the White House on Friday. Tim Berg, USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you've ever had children and babies, they were a pain in the ass. I'm sorry. I can't find a euphemism for it. I have two sons, and as they were babies, it was a pain. One, when he was a newborn, I had to hold him for 36 hours. So when I went to pee, I held him. When I slept, I held him 36 hours. He just wanted to be held. And he wouldn't cry. Was it colic? Was it anything like that? Just he was a pain in the butt. And to try to take off your pants to go to the bathroom, and it was, even I'd have my husband to help me. And the reason why kids might do that is because they want to feel mommy. Or feel a parent. And so there's a product that has come out on the market called a weighted blanket. And apparently the market grew to, I think it was like $400 million in 2019. They expect the weighted blanket market to hit a $1.2 billion industry by 2026. And the what it does is they're these baby sleep sacks. And I'm nervous about them. And what they do is they have some weight to them. And your child reportedly can sleep in it. And there's extra weight in this sack to make the baby feel like they're being held. It has some sort of a deep pressure stimulation that they believe this a little bit of pressure on the chest will boost their serotonin levels, reduce anxiety, and then help them sleep. There's also non-weighted sleep sacks to soothe the baby. And I guess a lot of parents are talking about it. And so many people have said, look, if your kid keeps waking up every hour, if you put them in the sleep sack, the child will sleep throughout the night. Now, some of these companies say that the gentle weight is less than 10% of the baby's body weight, similar to the feeling of a hug. So the child feels like they're being held. When they start to wake up in their sleep, they think they're still with mommy or daddy or whoever, and then fall back asleep. Well, the problem is pediatricians are like, stop this. And they feel that they could pose an unsafe risk. The American Academy of Pediatrics has issued a warning now. And they are concerned about SIDS. They said 3,400 infants die a year from sudden infant death syndrome. And so we feel that, and I'm family medicine based, but has pediatric training, that some of the SIDS, not all the cases, I think there's a lot of factors at play for a child dying suddenly. Without reason, but we found an elevation of risk based on stuff in their crib, pillows, positioning, and so the pediatric population is the pediatrician population is a little concerned that this could maybe contribute to that. Some parents have spoken out about losing their child with SIDS. And one company, well, there's been some talk that the weighted swaddles or weighted clothing could possibly contribute to them not breathing well. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics sent their concerns to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, expressing opposition to the idea that companies might be able to develop their own safety standards for weighted infant sleep products, included weighted sleepers and swaddles. There was no scientific evidence evaluating the safety of this, but preliminary data from a small study suggested they were associated with reductions in oxygen saturation levels in babies. Well, any drop in oxygen in a baby could affect their brain health. American Academy of Pediatric President Dr. Sandy Chung said the AAP is concerned that ongoing efforts to develop a voluntary safety standard for these weighted infant products through ASTM International will send parents and caregivers the incorrect message that these unnecessary products are safe. So the thing we have, and you know, you're putting a weight on a newborn's chest, okay? Not the smartest thing. And I get, we have evolved and we have lived for centuries figuring things out. And I get it wasn't always a doctor. It wasn't always a scientist who helped parents decide what's best for their babies. They figured things out on their own. I had one mom tell me, and I would never do this. I would never encourage it. But she had said that when, because I was like, oh my gosh, my son kept me up all night. And she's like, well, what you need to do is you need to stroke the testicles. I'm like, say what? She's like, yeah, it always calms the boys down and they fall asleep. No, I don't want to do that. Now, mind you, maybe that worked during caveman days, but no, we don't do that now. We kind of leave their parts alone. But parents have jerry-rigged things to make kids happy, to put kids in a confined area, to keep kids occupied. And, when I think of, my mom, I would be walking around in the, I'd be crawling around in the back seat of the car before they had car seats. So things have evolved once we realize that certain things aren't safe. And now we have more and more standards. And there's this big push. I remember when I had children, there was one of my friends was, I think, Vietnamese. And they said, why is the baby sleeping in your bed? It messes your feng shui. Feng shui, if I'm pronouncing that right. Can't do that. Messes things up in the bedroom. Can't do that. Yet, the dad had told me that, no, the kids sleep in their bed all the time. Kids jump in. Well, what is it? And there was this pressure of you can't have your baby in your bed. Now, mind you do not want to have your infant in the bed. You will roll over and squash him. They're right. Have a bassinet next to you. And I get it. If you breastfeed in your sleep and you fall asleep, it could be very, very dangerous. Please sit up. Do not breastfeed while lying down. And a lot of us do that. And sadly, you can, unfortunately, suffocate your child, roll over on your child. And we might have to go back to old school. And whatever you think, and mind you, every child is different. But you can't do things and expect there to be automatic. We're not going to have a robot who's going to breastfeed your child. We're not going to have a robot that's going to hold your child and put the child to sleep. All right? There are parts to parenting that is going to have to be, it is hard work. Now, we do have a lot of parents that don't have support. They don't have the other parent home. They don't have a family unit. And we have a lot of individuals having babies on their own. And it is. It's overwhelming. I get that. But you got to be careful because these products are not scientifically sound. And they're not regulated. And they could be dangerous. And if you do need help, reach out to your provider who could get you some social support. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you guys like these live feeds where you get to watch penguins or you get to watch fires. I like watching high-speed chases. I don't know why. I just do. And it blows my mind. Whenever you watch a high-speed chase, and you see the cars, it's almost like all the other cars know it's happening, and they don't. And you see the high-speed chase, and then you see these cars moving slowly, and we're like, oh, okay, thank God those other cars were moving slowly so they couldn't get hit. And they couldn't, well, no, what they're doing is they're driving the speed limit, and the high-speed chase, that guy is speeding through the streets. But one live feed I'm looking at right now is the Philadelphia I-95 highway repair. It's back open, ahead of schedule. Did you guys know that? The damaged portion of the Interstate 95 in Philly was reopened ahead of schedule. And this is less than 2 weeks after the deadly collapse that happened after there was a fire underneath it. Workers put the finishing touches on 6 temporary lanes that will help the motorists during construction of a permanent bridge. Governor Josh Shapiro said this was a moment of civic pride for Philly and Pennsylvania. We all came together and we proved that we could do big things again in Pennsylvania. After he spoke, a procession of fire engines, one carrying Philly's pro sports mascots, and police vehicles crossed the northbound lanes of I-95 while construction workers looked on. And it also kind of showed people that you could trust it. So as you remember, the critical I-95 section, according to USA Today, had collapsed after a tanker truck caught fire. The driver was killed in that. Earlier this week, Governor Shapiro said the lanes would reopen over the weekend ahead of schedule. In the aftermath of the collapse, experts predicted full repairs would take months. The section of I-95 that collapsed is in northeast Philly's Tacony neighborhood. The interstate runs along the East Coast. It is a major artery for commuters in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Jersey, as well as people trying to hit Jersey Shore and Delaware's for the beach this summer. So how did this happen so quickly? Governor Shapiro said crews needed 12 hours of dry weather to complete the paving and stripping process. Now, I'm looking at the live feed. It looks wet, like it's been raining. I see some umbrellas. The governor said workers were racing against time to beat the rain. That was in the forecast. To speed up the repairs, construction teams borrowed a jet dryer from a private raceway to help dry this section of I-95 and keep us on schedule. I would love to see the time-lapse video of them doing that. That would be very cool. I hope somebody got that. The state's transportation department also trucked in 2,000 tons of lightweight recycled glass nuggets to fill in the collapsed area. Now, I don't know if glass will expand in the heat. Remember, coming up on the summer. Well, we are in the summer. The department told the news outlet they worked to avoid supply chain delays for other materials. Crews are still working on a replacement bridge. Now, that's going to be built next to the I-95. Reroute traffic while workers excavate the area around the exit ramp. I mean, it's a big deal. There's a lot of cleanup. There's a lot of, but man, they're working on it. President Joe Biden did join Shapiro on a helicopter tour of the site a little more than a week after the collapse and praised the design as incredibly innovative in order to get this work done in record time. The 24-hour construction work was live streamed, drawing thousands of viewers online. I didn't get to see it. There's no high drama, no close-ups, no narration, just action. Constant, steady, sure, almost hypnotic, and we can't seem to look away, what some people had said. Now, the full I-95 repair could take months. Shapiro said the complete rebuild of I-95 would take some number of months, obviously. The collapse, we're still trying to figure out why. It could be the heat. Maybe we aren't, making roads that could withstand the heat and the pressure. Cars are heavier. These electric cars are heavier. Maybe that's also, making some changes like we saw with the garage collapse in New York. Many people have said, look, one, you had an overcrowding of cars to make space and money. Number two is cars aren't as light as they used to be. So if the garage, that parking garage in New York was built in the 40s, cars are a little different. So steel girders and concrete used in bridges can lose 50% of their strength at about 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit and 950 degrees Fahrenheit, respectively. Now, the fire possibly burned as hot as 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's why they think it collapsed. And then you also wonder, was there already a weakening? So parts of the interstate that did not collapse could have also suffered damage. So they have to look at all of that. Just because the one piece didn't collapse doesn't mean that it didn't weaken. So if those parts are permanently damaged, they also need to be replaced. So, seeing the commute, now mind you, if you do watch the live feed, the cars are moving kind of slowly. So my guess is a lot of people are avoiding that. But it's a fascinating, I don't see cars going on it now, though. I only see cars on one area of it, you see the collapsed bridge, and then you see the paving, and there's a bunch of people on it. So maybe they opened it, but I don't think it's now necessarily being used. I'm watching the live feed now. There's a lot of camera crews. There's so, but it's fascinating and good for them for being able to, you know, get on top of this. That is pretty impressive. And it shows you that, you know, cities and government officials and politicians can move their tushy if they have to. But wow. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people are still kind of in shock with what happened with the OceanGate Titanic sub excursion and why it happened, how it happened. We had thought, and I think a lot of individuals as well as experts had thought, that the catastrophic event happened Sunday as they were on descent. The cold, the pressure could have crushed it like a can. You will see videos of people showing how cans and things submerged can crush because of pressure. And so we do think that if they did die, it was instantaneous. Hopefully they didn't feel it. But now come the questions of the blame, come the questions of the liability. I cannot imagine what the mom or the family is going through, any of the families are going through, but especially the mom, who lost her 19-year-old son and her husband in this. That's got to be just horrible. But people are now looking at the waiver that they were given. And they say that the waiver did mention death 8 times and told customers to take full responsibility, even if the company is negligent. Now, some legal experts say it's going to protect OceanGate. I don't know much about law, like some of you might, but if there was gross negligence and there were things that they didn't necessarily follow in terms of safety, that could still put them in liability. So the release of liability agreement was drawn up April 2022, and it repeatedly mentions the risk of death by traveling in the company's submersibles. So basically, you're signing, I hereby assume full responsibility for the risk of bodily injury, disability, death, property damage, etc. My only problem with it is again, if they didn't, put in the time as they should have, I think there is liability. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.